from different parts of the universe, there arrived great sages like Atri, Chyavana, Saradvan, Aristonemi, Bhrigu, Vashishta, Parasara, Visvamitra, Angira, Parasaram, Utatya, Indrapramada, Idmavahu, Medatiti, Devala, Aristasena, Bharatvaj, Gautama, Pipalada, Maitreya, Aurava, Kavasa, Kumbayoni, Dvaipayana, and the great personality, Narada. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Chyavana, a great sage and one of the sons of Bhrigu Muni. He was born prematurely when his pregnant mother was kidnapped. Chyavana is one of the six sons of his father. Bhrigu Muni. When Lord Brahma was performing a great sacrifice on behalf of Varuna, Maharshi Bhrigu was born from the sacrificial fire. He was a great sage, and his very dear wife was Puloma. He could travel in space like Durvasa, Narada, and others, and he used to visit all the planets of the universe. Before the battle of Kurukshetra, he tried to stop the battle. Sometimes he instructed Bharadwaj Muni about astronomical evolution, and he's the author of the great Bhrigu Samhita, a great astrological calculation. He explained how air, fire, water, and earth are generated from ether. He explained how the air in the stomach works and regulates the intestines. As a great philosopher, he logically established the eternity of the living entity, mentioned in the Mahabharata. He was also a great anthropologist, and the theory of evolution was long ago explained by him. He was a scientific propounder of the four divisions and orders of human society, known as the Varnashram institution. He converted the Kshatriya king, Vitahavya, into a Brahmin. Vishishta, see Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.6. Parasara. He is the grandson of Vishishta Muni and the father of Vyasadev. He is the son of Maharshi Shakti, and his mother's name was Adrishyati. He was in the womb of his mother when she was only 12 years old, and from within the womb of his mother, he learned the Vedas. His father was killed by the demon Kalmasapada, and to avenge this, he wanted to annihilate the entire world. He was restrained, however, by his grandfather, Vishishta. He then performed a rakshasa-killing yajna, but Maharshi Polastya restrained him. He begot Vyasadev, being attracted by Satyavati, who was to become the wife of Maharaj Santanu. By the blessings of Parasara, Satyavati became fragrant for miles. He was also present during the time of Bhishma's death. He was the spiritual master of Maharaj Janaka and a great devotee of Lord Shiva. He is the author of many Vedic scriptures and sociological directions. Gadi Sutta, or Vishvamitra. A great sage of austerity and mystic power. He is famous as Gadi Sutta because his father was Gadi, a powerful king of the province of Kanyakubja, part of Uttar Pradesh. Although he was a Kshatriya by birth, he became a Brahmin in the very same body by the power of his spiritual achievements. He picked a quarrel with Vishishta Muni when he was a Kshatriya king, and performed a great sacrifice in cooperation with Maganga Muni, and thus was able to vanquish the sons of Vishishta. He became a great yogi, and yet he failed to check his senses, and thus was obliged to become the father of Shakuntala, the beauty queen of world history. Once, when he was a Kshatriya king, he visited the hermitage of Vishishta Muni and was given a royal reception. Visvamitra wanted from Vishishta a cow named Nandini, and the Muni refused to deliver it. Visvamitra stole that cow and thus there was a quarrel between the sage and the king. Vishwamitra was defeated by the spiritual strength of Vishishta, and thus the king decided to become a Brahmin. Before becoming a Brahmin, he underwent severe austerity on the banks of the Kaushika River. He was also one who tried to stop the Kurukshetra War. Angira. He is one of the six mental sons of Brahma and the father of Brihaspati, the great learned priest of the demigods in the heavenly planets. He was born of the semen of Brahmaji, given to a cinder of fire. Utatya and Samvarta are his sons. It is said that he is still performing austerity and chanting the holy name of the Lord at a place known as Alokananda on the bank of the Ganges. Parasaram. See Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.6. Utatya. One of the three sons of Maharshi Angira. He was the spiritual master of Maharaj Mandata. He married Bhadra, the daughter of Soma, the moon god. Varuna kidnapped his wife Bhadra, and to retaliate the offense of the god of water, he drank all the water of the world. Medatiti, an old sage of yore, an assembly member of the heavenly King Indradev. His son was Kanvamuni, who brought up Shakuntala in the forest. He was promoted to the heavenly planet by strictly following the principles of retired life, vanaprast. Devala, a great authority like Narada Muni and Vyasadeva. His good name is on the list of authorities mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna acknowledged Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He met Maharaj Yudhisthira after the battle of Kurukshetra, and he was the elder brother of Daumya, the priest of the Pandava family. Like the Kshatriyas, he also allowed his daughter to select her own husband in a Swayamvara meeting, and at that ceremony, all the bachelor sons of the rishis were invited. According to some, he is not Asita Devala. Bharadwaj. See Srimad Bhagavatam 1.9.6. Gotama. One of the seven great sages of the universe. Saradvan Gotama was one of his sons. Persons in the Gotama Gotra, or dynasty, today are either his family descendants or in his disciplic succession. The Brahmins who profess Gotama Gotra are generally family descendants, and the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas who profess Gotama Gotra are all in the line of his disciplic succession. He was the husband of the famous Ahalya, who turned into a stone when Indradev, the king of heaven, molested her. Ahalya was delivered by Lord Ramachandra. Gotama was the grandfather of Kripacharya, one of the heroes of the Battle of Kurukshetra. Maitreya, a great rishi of yore. He was the spiritual master of Vidura and a great religious authority. He advised Dhritarashtra to keep good relations with the Pandavas. Duryodhana disagreed and thus was cursed by him. He met Vyasadeva and had religious discourses with him.